Yes, I was delighted when I received a call from the Minister, Shane Ross, last evening, confirming that they would be, within the next few weeks, signing off with Stobart Air, who have had the PSO contract for a number of years. This contract will be for the next 4 years until 2018, and it's very welcome news. But of course, I'm somewhat disappointed to learn that Stobart may not continue the Glasgow flights. That's not part of the PSO. They did that and for their own accord, and of course there was a commercial decision, but I would be hoping for a meeting with Stobart over the next number of weeks, and hopefully together with the airport management that we could convince them to continue the Glasgow service. But it's good news to know now that for the next 4 years the PSO will be provided, and it's vitally important for business, for tourism, for medical appointments, recreational purposes, and of course connecting flights onward to Europe and to the United States.
In terms of the Glasgow flights, though, we do know that there's such a strong Donegal connection and vice versa between the two areas. It is quite concerning that that may be pulled.
It is indeed, and I'm sure the department would be anxious that that would continue. But, of course, the department cannot provide PSO funding for out-of-state flights, and that's an issue. But I do believe that with meetings with Stobart, who have a very good relationship with Donegal Airport, that we could convince them to continue providing a number of flights per week during the winter and additional flights during the summer. But the good news is that there's certainty for the next 4 years, and there's still much work to be done with Stobart, but we're prepared to do that. We've had our ups and downs in the past, and I have an association with the airport since its inception, and we'll certainly give it our best.